This weekend, the Free Library of Philadelphia opens a new show in the rare book room of its central branch that spreads like a rumor all through the building and beyond. We the Detectives is part exhibition, part theater performance, and part treasure hunt about detective fiction. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports through shadows and fog.
In the lobby of the Free Library on the Parkway in Philadelphia, I joined a group of people I've never met before. We're given notebooks. A security guard palms us a note, telling us not to look at it until he leaves the room. The note is a drawing of an elevator. So we go to the elevator, where we're met by a woman wearing a badge. She says she's from the Bureau. I don't know what the Bureau is.
What do you already know about detection?
I don't know what she's getting at. We just got here.
That's all right. Well, there are two parts to gumshoe training. Part one, building your skills in connections, dichotomies, and serendipities.
Did you catch that? I didn't.
Make liberal use of your notebooks. Write down anything that strikes you, your questions, your curiosities, what makes sense, what doesn't make sense.
So far, plenty doesn't make sense. I don't know why I've been led to the rare book department or what I'm supposed to do here. A shadowy figure comes into the room wearing dark glasses and a trench coat.
Excuse me, sir. Can I ask what you're doing?
Just looking at some of the rare materials.
Then he scampers off down the hallway like a rabbit down a hole, beckoning us to follow him. I don't know if he's an agent with this mysterious bureau or some kind of counteragent working against the bureau or just some creepy guy in a library.
I wouldn't want to either confirm or deny what you're saying.
That is Whit McLaughlin, the architect of this performance.
It's the frame of mind that engendered in you that is our goal.
McLaughlin is the artistic director of New Paradise Laboratories. That's a long-standing Philadelphia experimental theater company. He was commissioned by the Free Library to create this walking theater experience. Audience members go on a sleuthing hunt through the library, exploring rooms in the building that are otherwise off-limits to patrons.
This building was created, it's like a clue game. It's like, you know, there's the conservatory, and there's the library, and there's secret passageways that go from one to the other. So the building is literally like a rabbit warren.
This performance is happening here because this library houses the original manuscript of Edgar Allan Poe's short story, Murders of the Rue Morgue, often seen as the first modern detective story. It's now on display as part of Becoming the Detective, an exhibition about the evolution of mystery fiction. Curator Karen Sooney says Poe, in his story, did not leave us a trail of clues that we could follow to solve the crime along with his character, Auguste Dupin. That wasn't the point of his story. It took decades for the rules of the genre, that social contract between writer and reader, to solidify.
So that the reader had a fair chance of being able to solve the mystery at the heart of whatever the book was. That you couldn't have the detective be the criminal, you couldn't all of a sudden throw twins in the mix if they weren't originally there. And if authors pushed the envelope or out and out broke the rules, there was definitely backlash.
This exhibition was the inspiration for the play to make the audience active participants in the mystery. One of the special agents from this still unexplained bureau showed us a drawing, purportedly in Edgar Allan Poe's hand, mapping out the plot of the Murders of the Rue Morgue. It looks a little like a celestial map. My fellow detective, Charlotte Wells, thought it was a clue and wrote it down in her little notebook.
There's a lot of constellations happening.
Okay.
Like, you know that map we looked at before? It had a constellation on it, and he had a constellation shirt on.
Is she onto something, or is she paranoid? The answer lies outside. Breaking the unwritten rules of library exhibitions, the denouement is not within the building. It continues at the Free Library's other site, the Rosenbach Museum and Library in Rittenhouse Square, and that's where I'm going next. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.